Chris Lees does join us from Newcastle. Morning to you, Chris.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
How many did you accept for in the end for the Rose?
Just the one graph.
Graph, yep. Take us through this morning. I know on Saturday morning the horse had a bit of a spin around, I understand, on the course proper as well. Have you been happy since the run to the Rose?
Yeah, he's come on quite well. He had a pretty hard run in the run to the Rose, so we didn't need to test him too much in track work since that run, but the horse is in good order, and he had a gallop this morning in company and come through it quite well.
Were you satisfied with the run to the Rose, given, you know, the extra ground, I guess, the horse had to take?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I thought it was a terrific run under the circumstances, but I think it's going to be a very competitive race.
It will be. Have you always thought that this horse had the qualities to make a big Golden Rose?
Yeah, we did. It's always been the plan. We got him to Brisbane in the winter, and unfortunately he was scratching the gates and the size, but so from that day, this was the race that we were trying to target with him. So everything's gone to plan so far to a degree, and we're looking forward to Saturday.
Okay. Gem Song was the other one that you were toing and throwing. You decided to go, obviously, another way.
Yeah, we'll run him in the benchmark race. That's softer grade at this stage, but as we feel, he'll be better suited when he gets out to probably a mile when he goes to Stakes Company.
Okay. Again, were you okay with his first run?
Yeah, I thought it was a good run considering carrying weight against older horses. And he's come through the run quite well, and he'll be competitive Saturday with a good draw.
Okay. Talking of draws, we're about to get Brett Devine online. Do you want to hear it?
I'll have to find out one day.
Okay, well, we're going to ring Brett now. He's just texted me and said that the draw is ready. So we'll get Brett up on the line, and then we can go through it and find out how many runners. Have you seen how many runners there are?
I haven't, Andrew. I don't think it's fulfilled.
Yeah, no, I think that it dropped away in the order of entry once we got to horses like Jonker, possibly Danaway for Tim Martin. Then it dropped away a great deal to Tchaikovsky, who was around number 70 in the order of entry. So we'll wait and see. Chris, just stand by. Chris, you can. We'll get an instant reaction to wherever you're drawn here. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters.
Okay, Chris Lees, the trainer of Graff, is with us as well. We'll go back to him in a tick, but take us through how many are lining up and the barrier draw for the Golden Rose.
Andrew, there's a field of 11 this year for the DeBortley Wines Golden Rose. And DeBortley, what fabulous sponsors they've been of this race and of Rose Hill Gardens. So we thank them for that as well. But it's race 7 on Saturday to be run at 10-4 at Rose Hill Gardens, a field of 11. Number one is Lean Mean Machine for the Waller Stable, barrier 7. The Autumn Sun, the second of the Waller runners, barrier 10. Zusain, Chris's third runner, has drawn barrier 1. For Chris Lees and Graff there, barrier 4. Sandbar for Brad Widdup and Corey Brown, barrier 5. Santos for Gay and Adrian has drawn gate 6. Jonker, number 7, barrier 2. Longleaf for the Hayes, Hayes and Davenick team has drawn barrier 11. Denawi for Tim Martin there on his home track, barrier 8. Tchaikovsky for Peter and Paul Snowden, barrier 3, and Seabrook, the filly in the field, has drawn barrier number 9. That's race 7 on Saturday, Andrew, 10-4, 3:50 p.m. at the DeBortley Wines Golden Rose Group 1.
Good on you, Brett. We thank you for that information, and all the other fields will come out tomorrow. We'll talk to you through the week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Chris Lee's with us. Graff draws barrier 4, Chris.
Yeah, that's sounds all right to me, Andrew, anyway, without looking really closely at the field.
I was trying to build it up, and you're saying, oh, you're sitting in your office going, I don't care where we're drawn, just give us a single number and away we go.
Oh, if you're sitting outside gate, you might have had to have your finger on that delay button. that'll do.
Yeah, barrier 4. At least it gives, Jason Collett the option. I know the field has just come out and everything, you'll work through it, but at least Jason doesn't have to worry about 11 or something like that.
Yeah, no, it looks a nice gate for that type of race.
Yep. I note, Reginae, have you sent it to Melbourne?
Yes, she galloped on the course proper at Caulfield this morning. Had a look around. Mark Azara rode, and he'll ride a Saturday in the stakes race down there.
Okay. Obviously, this thinks the right race down there.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty competitive race. She found at Randwick, where she won 2.5 weeks, or coming up 3 weeks ago, and
yeah.
I think she deserves a chance at stakes company, and a filly's race like that, I think it's a nice option. If she was to be winning or run well there, we'd consider going under 1,000 guineas.
Okay. And the other one I guess I need to get an update on from the weekend, well, there's two of them, Miss Fabulous. You head to the flight. Is the option of still going to Melbourne?
It's an option, but the immediate target's the flight stakes, and then we'll assess off that. We've got no doubt that she'll be better again next preparation. So just mindful not going too far, but you know, the 1,000 guineas a fortnight later is still an option.
Gee, she was good there when she burst through. Kieran, you can see him swinging.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of room for error there. It was a terrific ride.
And Smart Melody, have you kept in Melbourne, obviously?
Yeah, she's still down there. Pulled up well, and she'll go to the guineas prelude Sunday week.
Okay. Are you confident of 14 and a mile?
I'm confident of 14, and I think that'll tell us where we go from there.
Okay. All right. I'm looking down the bottom here. What have you got? Any right? Where's your next runners?
We're a bit quiet till
till Hawkesbury.
The end of the weekend, Andrew.
Yeah.
One at Hawkesbury and then a few at Scone the day after.
All right. Well, mate, good luck with the week ahead. I hope it's all going to go to plan.
Thanks, Andrew.
And,
my pleasure.
And we should mention you've got trials on tomorrow, and In Her Time's been given the tick to trial, and I know Clearly Innocent's down to trial tomorrow.
Yeah, he's on the way back. He had an enforced break, and he's a bit woolly, but a couple of trials will clean him up.
Okay. All right. We look forward to that. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.